And we are in Simen Reish Sadek, Sif Beis. Achal Sude Shachis, after Sude Shachis, Koivim, and we had already, we slept. It's Koivim Medrash. So now the Zman is to be Koiveya, Zman to come together to learn. Likrois Banavim, Velidrois Pedivre Agodem. So that's the Zman to do this every Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah before we go further. Koivin Medrash, the Isa be Medrash, Omra Toira Livne Kodish Baruch Hu Ribayne Shel Oilam, Si Yichnesu Yisrael La'oretz, when Eden in the Midbar, there was nothing to do, when Eden the Toira Elaloich Le'hamon, with no digness of Parnosem, so they were learning Torah 40 years in the Midbar. So the Torah turned to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But when Yidden will enter Eretz Yisrael, Zeh Rotz LeKarmoi, so this one is going to run to his vineyard. Zeh Rotz LeSadeyo, and this one is going to run to his field. And they're going to become involved and in Yonei Parnose, Ani Matahe Yolai. What is going to be with me? Oh, my Lord. So the Rabbi Shalom told the Torah, Yeshli Zug Shani Mizavig Loch. I have a prayer for you. Vishabes Shemoi. Shehem Betelim Mimlachtom. This is the Zman when Eden don't work. And they can be Isaac in Torah. So Mamele Shabbos is Meyuchid L'Torah. So therefore it says, Koivim Medrash, after the Suda, after the Einig Shabbos. So one should be Koiveya Zman. Velidroish b'divrei agode. Vayikar, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Yiyaoz l'rabim eschukei elikim v'steirosov. Teirosov. The main topic of learning in Shabbos should be to know the halachas. Lahoyrois Ilchis Shabbos Vahosa Vahamutal. That means the main topic of the drosha in Shabbos should be Ilchis Shabbos. Gam, also in the drosha, a chelik of the drosha should be Lahamshir Leiv HaShoymim Bagodev. To say some divrei agode, hamadrichim esodom lira shamayim, which will guide the person to yira shamayim. Uchidise biyalkot reish parshas vayakel, omar hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe, asei lecha kehilois gedolois. Udroish livneim berabim ilchis Shabbos. So the Medrash Tanchumim in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel says the Rabbeinu Shalom told this to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lahoyrois li Yisrael isa v'heta. V'loy kemoyshe noyagim achshav. Not the way the minig is now. So he brings down Abach. The very interesting Bach. The Bach says, "Umikorev nispashet lidroish." Nowadays, it became the minig kol adroshes ba'agodes. That all the droshes that they speak about in Shabbos are divrei agodem, v'loy bedinim v'alochis kolikar, and they don't, in the drosha, it's not included the dinim in Hilchei Shabbos neged das Teira Seino. So these roshes are not the way we have a Messiah. The Iker Adroshet Torah. Shetia Lalame the Loiris Hilchei Shabbos. The Iker Adroshet should be to teach Hilchei Shabbos. Vahoso, Vahamuto, Vigam also in the Drosha Lahamshir, as Sulaim Hashoimim, Bagodem, Hamadrichim Lirashamayim, Lamono Mechait, Libre His Oireris, to prevent a person Mechait. Ulitshuve, and to do tshuve. Loi she yechave laharis es atma yishul chacham. Not that the purpose of the drosha should be that the darshan is showing the oilam that he's a chacham. V'yedei lidrosh posik and he'll say droshes and gematriyois on the posik. Oi maimer bekam aponim. So that's so the Bach and the Magen Avraham criticize the droshes. So the droshes have to have a certain content. Hilchei Shabbos, Moshe should be in Hilchei Shabbos, and also Divrei Soireres. That is Pshat in the Mishneh Brura, V'loi k'moshe noigim achshav. Now, I just have a sikul ha'orem. Why didn't the Machaber say this, though? The Machaber brings this down that the Kaveya Medrash, so he says, the Kairei Menevim, that it seems each one learned themselves, Likrois Menevim, the Lidrois Medivrei Agodah, and they darshan Divrei Agodah. I mean, Lachairei, I don't know why the Machaber did not mention this Yesod, what the Bach says, this is from the ikrim of the content of the drash. Now let us go further in the Machaber. Va'osu likboya sude ba'oisa isha. So it seems there was a time, that means after the sude, after the sleeping, there was a time, a schedule, that people should come together and learn the halachas. Now a person is going to get from, I want to eat shalashudas now, I want to be kibay suda, I'll sing a lot of smiris. So by doing this, it's being mevatel the drosha. So there's an isa, v'osa likboya suda boi seisho. Now let us see the Mishneh Brura. The Gemara Ise, and the Gemara relates, Betlos Mili Nochsei Balei Batim Minichsayu. Balabatim, who had Pranosim. There are three reasons why they lose their Pranosim. That means the loss of the Pranos is not only in the economy. The loss of the Panos is min ha-shamayim, and the Gemara enumerates three reasons. The chad minayu, and one of these reasons are the kavi sudosa b'shabse, the keveya sude, and this, they're doing a mitzvah. They're eating shalashudas. They're doing a mitzvah. The Edom Bei Medrosha. But now is not the time. L'chol Eis, everything has its time. Now is not the time to be Kevei Yisudah. Now is the time to go to Beis Medrash. V'ha'inyin, K'di'isa B'Yerushalmi. Loinitnu Shabosais Yamim Toivim Li Israel Elokidei Lasik Bahem Batoirim. The Igam of Shabbos and Yom Tov was that Yidin should get learn Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mibnei Shekol Yemoi Sachol. During the week, Haim Terudim B'Melachtom, they're They're busy with their malachim. Ve'eilem nai lasek bo mikvius. That means even though one should be kvei itim latoyrem, but it seems a kvius, a larger amount of time to get involved in Torah is not shaykh during the week. The Shabbos heim pnuyim b'malachet yechaylem lasik b'alkaroi. You have more time to be Isaac in Torah. Lefichach also loy lefana yisatzme midivrei Torah. So in this precious time that he has to learn Torah, then he'll be kaveya sudin. So one of the two. You have to schedule your sudim. Eliyagdim oisa oy yaacher oisa. To make sure the sudim is before the droshim. Or after the droshim, v'zehu toichocha megula. So this is Moiridike Musa. La'oison ha'noshim shemetaylim ve'isahi. In that time, when they're saying the droshim, there's a shiur, and they're going for a walk. V'ashvokim u'bochoyves. We're talking about the Kaveya Suda, we're talking about the 8th, 3rd Suda. Shehi mitzvah also was, mivnei bittul Torah, they're not allowed to be Kaveya Suda, the bittul Torah. The hosting, letayel, laharbeis, os, besiche, betayle, shaoso.
What?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. Sude boys is sharp. The lechel belik vi is sude. To eat something, not a kvi is sude. To moisha rogu, be moisha. It means be moisha shavua, means during the week, without a kvi is. That means just have a bite, a snack, and then he'll go to learn. That's muto. Vine kivin shatam shosu hazal kvi yisude oz. Hu mibnei shi yisbato ideza mitoyrem. Look at now. Memeile nishma de mikoshkein. What other people used to do. That means that if this is so humble, that he should make sure he shouldn't eat. In order that he won't be able to attend the shiur. Avadig is the sunni should not be a sibir to be goyre mitul toir barab. He going, so he brings out what he's talking about. Ma shemotsui babay neisainu orabim. Le'eda anoshim, there are certain people, shemizolzim lehoilom b'shabes b'kayitz. That means that in the summer, it's a big Shabbos. And it seems, so the oilom used to learn in shul till Zman Minche, and then they ate Shalashudis. So after Sha'oida Yom Godol, it's still in the middle of the day. So they come into the shul, people are learning. Come, let's have a mincha now so we can inshallah show this. So this mincha is a bitul Torah derabim. That means people were learning. That's not the schedule. You want to make it a listen. It's a long day. Let's inshallah show this already. They want to have a mincha with a minion. So צהלת סלום, קייטם בבטל, דלוים די תוירת. וגורמים שכל אנשי בייס המדרש יפסיקו מלימודם. So what did they accomplish? Their fun kind that they were mamsik a whole base medrash from learning. Okvar omru chazal, omar rabbi yoise yechelki mi moishivi base a medrash. My helik should be to make sure that people should sit down and learn. I should be able to encourage them to sit down and learn. V'loi mi ma'amidei beis ha-medrash, not to be mevatel beis ha-medrash, the learning, and to come in and to be, tell them to stop learning. Im loi, shlo yishoyer zman lispalo minche l'kayim asude shlishis b'yoyim kedin, unless it's late already, and they're still learning, and someone's coming with a humkayim. Let's have him in Chishim able to start Shalosh Shudas before the Shkiyim. That was the Vadai. Nochin Lezoris was that. This is a proper Zilus. Now's not the time to continue learning. So we should have him in Chishim and eat Shalosh Shudas or start Shalosh Shudas midway game. No, well, later we'll name Shalosh Shudas when it should start.
We're talking about Manzo.
Yeah.
It's a common for all, so you can be Yosef Talmud.
There's a Zoya that says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai was Yosef Shalosh Shudas with Talmud Torah. Ein lehamshir hadroshe shibboto ineze sudish lishis. Now we're talking to the Rav that he has a long drosha to make sure that the drosha should not go into this man that because of the drosha, they'll start Shalosh Shudas late. Yes. Agavuchim, what? The Bachatchili you should eat before the Shkiyim. That's what they have later in this man, Shalosh Shudas, should start before the Shkiyim. Agavuch about learning in Shabbos, he brings down Rabelia Lapion, heard from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim said, that Shabbos is shokul keneged kol ha-toyre kulev. That means every mitzvah that one does in Shabbos should be multiplied by 613. So every mitzvah is equivalent to 630 mitzvahs that is done in Shabbos. The Goyin says that every word in Torah is a different mitzvah. When a person starts learning Mishnah, Shnayim Moitzim Betalis, so he's not, the mitzvah Shnayim is a mitzvah, Oitzim is a mitzvah, Betalis is a mitzvah. He did three mitzvahs already. A mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is connected to Kulam. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so now, that's also, the Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam, connected to 613 mitzvahs. Each word of Torah.
Yeah.
Yes. And now, if you learn that word in Shabbos, so multiply that. That's right. So,
it takes.
Oh, that's right. It sure does. Talmudic investment. Now, let us see the Gemara. Hago, Upoyalim, Ubale Batim, Shaino Moiskim Betoire, Kol Yemei Hashavua, Yasku Yoisel Batoire Bishabis. So on them, since during the week, they are not Oisik Betoire. So much during the day. So on them there's a chiyuv yasku yoisa b'toyre b'shabes mitalmidei chachomim ho'iskim b'toyre kol yemei ha'shavua. So by them there's a chiyuv. That means they have a whole week of not learning too much. So therefore they have to make sure to learn more on Shabbos. But Talmidei Chachomim yamshichu yoisa bo'inig achila ushtiyo ktas. They should eat a little more an achila ushtiyo. Derei heim mitzangim bilimudom kol yimei ha-shavua. The sloshen mitzangim bilimudom kol yimei ha-shavua. I didn't understand. God, this is brought from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, Sheheim yigeyim b'toyren. That makes more sense. I mean, mitzangim bilimudom. I mean, l'toyre means, since they're yigeyim b'toyren the whole week, so they have a little time more to be moisted for oining. What? Okay, Reisa the Caliph, Din Shalei Shudis Abayvav Sipa. Sif Aleph, Yehei Zoyer Ma'oid Likayim Sudesh Lishus. So to see the Mishnah Bure, Yehei Zoyer Ma'oid, Ochidisa Big Morim, Chayiv Odom Lechel Sholois Sudais Vishabbos. The Zachiv teach 3 Sudais, Vasmachu Akrom. The Zaposik perceive Vayomer Moshe Isluhu Hayoim, says once Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, a second time Hayoim, Hayoim Laisim Suba Soder. But losa yoim kosev mikrozev, for omu chazal. So that's the material of 3 sudas. For omu chazal, kol amikayim sholois sudois bishabis, nitu misholois kuronios, mehevloi shel moshiach, Umidino shall gihinom umimilchemes goigo mogay. Shanema. So this is more dike investment. Even that 3 shekels of koronies. One is nitzel through the achille of shalosh sudais. Ba'av la'oni ha'iver mimokim la'mokim. That means the mitzvah of tzedakah to give the tzorchei oni. So Shabbos, you have to give him 3 sudas. And these are the Adem Simereshnum. Final Simereshnum, and Beis Mishnah Burim. The Av Bishvil Sudas Shlishis, Shemasik Beza Mokim, Lil Vais, Tzorech Lil Vais. If he doesn't have money for a 3rd Sudah, and he could borrow the money, so he should borrow the money for the 3rd Sudah. Further in the Mechabel, The Av Imhu Soveyak, now he indulged in a large sudah. The sudah sayoyim was a large sudah, and it's a short day. Yochel lekayim moisa b'kebeya, so he can wash and eat a kebeya. See, mishnebura means a little bit more than a kebeya of past. Ve'im yam shaloi klal lechel. What is if he can eat? That means there'll be an achila gaser. Eine Chaye will it tire as a smoke, so then there's no here. The Chocham Ein of Beroyshoi. But a Chocham should have a little foresight. Shelo Yimalei Bitnoi Besudei Saboikel. That means a Chocham sees ahead. He's a chacham alayis anoyled. So memele shelo yimale bitnoi besudas aboikem, that he should not pull himself up in the first sudah, kidei litein mokain lesudah shlishis, that there should be place in the stomach that he should be able to eat a third sudah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vikibayim, Lav Davke should eat past the size of an egg. Elamahat Yoysa Mikibayim, Lechatchila. One should eat a little more than a kibayim. The kibayim Mikri Adain Achilas Arai. The size of an egg is called an achilas arei. It's not considered a kvius. To Moshe Kosov, Soif Simon Reish Lamed Beis, V'loi Choshim Suda, doesn't have a chivis of a Suda. We see by Sukkis, one is permitted to eat a kebeya chutz l'sukim. A little bit more than a kebeya is also, that's called a kvius. The yesh is a lechatchila. One should eat at least a little more than a kebeya of chas. The yesh oimrim shapilu bekizayis yoytzi yidei asudet. One is yoytzi with a kizayis. You make a moitzi in your bench. The nochin lahach melechatchila im efshaloi. If it's possible, one should eat a little bit more than a kebeya. If it's impossible, one is yoytza with a kizayis. Now, but when one eats a kizayis, so one has to be aware that you wash your hands on the tilas yadayim without a brochem. Because you only make a broch if eating a kebeya of fast. Less than a kebeya is a chiv in the tila without a brochem. But you bench on the kezayas. What is if it's a tzar, he can eat? Eine chayim, da suda loy nignitnom v'loy letzar. So memela, there's no mitzvah. Litain mokain, but say you need to have ein of baroshoi. The im loikain, lefomim hi achila gase, vein echshuva achila. That means if he will overindulge by the first sudan, so then it will be an achila gase. Achila gase means that not only doesn't have an appetite, but he despises the eating. Even though he can eat, he can stuff himself, but he despises the eating. That's called an achila gasa. So therefore, he has to be a royes and oiler. Fine. Zutzer amor. Umi shiloi ochal b'leil Shabbos. What if for any reason a person did not eat leil Shabbos? So there's still a chiyuv of shalish sudeis. Is yoichel shalish sudeis b'yom Shabbos? Does she eat three sudeis on Shabbos? Shalish sudeis b'yom. So it is very interesting that when he eats three sudas, even though the maise, by the first suda he makes the kiddush shel laila, he starts, he doesn't say vayichulu, but he starts shekin shanu mitzvah yisabarotzavonu, he makes the kiddush shel laila. That's the din by the first suda. But the Sunday is, it makes the Kiddush Alayla, but the Sunday is the Sunday Shel Yoim. First Sunday is the Sunday Shel Yoim. The second Sunday is Akashlumim for the Sunday Shalayla, and the third Sunday is Shalay Sunis. So now he says, I'm going to get Kiddush. Vim shachach retzei bebirkas amozoin besude shniye bitzade dimachroinim shaloi laser ulevorer. That means, since this is not an Iker Sude, the Iker Sude is the first Sude. The second Sude is the Tashlumim for, not Sude Salayla, the Tashlumim for Sude Salayla. So if he forgot to say, so others say he should not bench over. So the Dirisha brings down the Zamora de Kestire in the Mishnah Brura, Ashtakla Kestire, in Hilchis Birchas Hamozain, the Mishnah Brura Paskin, if a person did by Yom Tev Tizachiv teach two Sudas, one by Laila and one by Yom. What is if he didn't eat Balayla? So the Mishnah Brura says he should eat two Sudas by Yom. What is if he got Yala V'Yovei by the second Suda? So then the Mishnah Brura brings up Prima God, we should bench over again. So the deer should bring down to L'Chayra, the Mishnah Brura says himself, over there, then Hilchas Birchas Hamozein, he says the second Suda, which is also Atashlumim, for Suda Salayla, he brings up Prima Godem. Here he brings the Shari Tshuvim. He say me on different achoinim, but the acho is a different acho, it's a mere nikistirim. Yeah. I don't know, it's a mere nikikashim. Agavulka, they bring down, I don't know, Mishnevei Chofetz Chaim, they bring down, his son wrote that you can find stiras in the Mishnah Brura because not all the simonim the Chofetz Chaim wrote. Some his son wrote, some he wrote. He looked over all of them, but the Ike simon was done through a son. Some emele, so could be, okay, that's what he wants to say. So they mean there are stiras. But this is a Murdi Kestirin.
I put his name on the
table. What?
I put his name on the table.
Who, the son should put his name?
What?
He looked over everything. He gave us Stoma. Then Stoma, when he, since he wasn't in the Pasha, Stoma, but he was masking to everything. That's what the son writes. Let's just start the phrase. Zmano vishiyegiya zman haminchem. The zman of Suda Shlishis is from Mincha Gedoylom. Dainu mishay shoyis omerza lamaylom. That's from after 6.5 hours. Bimaso koydom lachem. Leitiyem mitzvah Suda Shlishis. Zakta Mishnah Brura. Vim hiskel lechel asude shlishis koidem hatzois. He started eating before. Vim shecha asude adache sheigi esman mincha gdoilom. That means yotza dal koponim achola bizmanom. Lo yazlinen boze bosar haschola. We don't say, even though the Ascholas Hasuda was before this man, but L'Cheri means he ate at least a Kezayis after his man Mincha Gedoylom. So he was made Yaita Mitzvah Suda Shlishis.